to see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN live in the Skyline studio. Here until 5 o'clock, it's time for our regular features on our Friday morning show. And we're starting off with this one. You big dummy. This is where I read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who is the biggest dummy. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A man who went on a three-hour burglary spree decided that he wasn't too busy to take a coffee break in the middle of the theft. The man who was burglarizing a series of businesses in Sugar Hill, Georgia in the early hours of September 16th was captured on surveillance video, stealing computer equipment, televisions, sports memorabilia, and food, according to the county police department. Then in the video released by police, the masked man can be seen packing a cart full of stolen items before walking over to a coffee machine several times and attempting to get it work. Fluxum, the man, then continued his theft, returning to the machine and stealing several of the coffee pods after he was unsuccessful in brewing a cup himself. The machine, however, was left behind. Police say that the thief may have also attempted to steal a van from the parking lot as well. The man remains on the run from the authorities.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two. A Florida man. Oh, there's a shocker. Florida. Something dumb happened in Florida. A Florida man who called 911 to report his roommate who allegedly stole his weed was asked to stop calling, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office said. Video was posted onto the Pasco County's Sheriff's Office Twitter page on Saturday night of a deputy responding to a call about stolen weed. He said that the person called 911 because his roommate stole his weed, specifically $20 worth. The deputy in the video says that he's upset. He's calling 911 and that I've got to give him a card. I got to give him a call or tell him to stop calling. All right. $20 worth of weed.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy three. An Edinburgh locksmith were the victims of the perfect irony today when they locked themselves out. Staff at the Timpson shop on the capital's Nicholson Street provided passersby with a bit of a chuckle when they were left stranded on the street. When a picture of the unfortunate drama was shared online, it had the same effect on Facebook users. Stephen Cumming couldn't resist the chance to snap the locksmiths to having their skills put to use by giving them out of a jam for a change. Steve wrote, "You can't make this up. Timmons and Nicholson Streets locked themselves out of their own shop." His post was shared almost 200 times, and the public couldn't help but laugh. We give them the trophy of the blank of the day. Dana Rowley wrote on the website, "It's amazing." Dale McKenzie says, "Brilliant." Jay Salazar says, "Hello, locksmiths. Yes, this is an emergency. I need a locksmith. Yes, use the phone in the right place. I'll see you in a jiffy. Where's the job? Oh, it's the locksmiths." We were told earlier an Edinburgh restaurant hit back with a pathetic customer who left them a scathing review. Brittiana Spice on Ocean Drive were rated terrible on TripAdvisor. So there you go. And they seem that might be revenge. So Locksmith locked out of their own shop. Hey, by the way. Wait.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
By the way, Ben, have you watched the show Police Squad Naked Gun is based on?
Yeah.
So you've seen, there's only 6 episodes.
Yep.
And they're all brilliant.
Yeah.
And yet, as funny as the Naked Gun movies are, the TV show was funnier. Those episodes of Police Squad are absolutely brilliant. One of them, Frank Drebin, played by Leslie Nielsen, goes undercover to bust a bunch of burglars as a locksmith. And he opens up like a locksmith shop and in the neighborhood, because the neighborhood is being harassed by mafia to get money for protection.
Mm-hmm.
So he plays a locksmith. And at one point in the movie, like, the mobster guy is in his office, and all of a sudden the door opens up and Leslie Nielsen comes in. And this is one of my favorite lines ever in the history of anything. The guy goes, Leslie Nielsen walks in the door, closes the door behind him, and is standing there. And the guy behind the desk goes, "Who are you and how'd you get in here?" And Leslie Nielsen goes, "I'm a locksmith, and I'm a locksmith." Every time I hear the word locksmith, I think of that.
Oh, that's great.
Dummy number 4, dummy number 4, dummy number 4. An Alabama woman, concerned that her methamphetamine may have been tainted with another drug, asked police to test her stash. A request that resulted in her arrest for possession of a controlled substance. Cops report that Jennifer Coyle Hall, 48, called police. But this woman, I'm looking at her mugshot.
It's not pretty.
She looks a lot older than 48.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good Lord. So she called Wednesday morning seeking assistance. When Limestone County Sheriff's Office deputies subsequently arrived at Hall's residence, a Huntsville suburb called Tony, she presented them with a clear plastic bag she had removed from a baby wipes container. I want this dope tested, she said. She said she was concerned that her speed was somehow tainted. The baggie proffered by Hall contained meth, cops report. As a result, Hall was arrested on felony narcotics possession charge and booked into a county jail. She's being held in lieu of a $2,500 bail. And yes, this is what happens before. Test my meth.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number 5. Dummy number 5. 5. Drivers refusing to be delayed by flooded roads find themselves trapped in deep water in need of rescue. 2 Mercedes drivers and a man in a van were among those finding themselves stranded after rivers rose due to recent downpours. Just after 11 a.m., a Mercedes driver had to be rescued by firefighters in an inflatable raft from ankle-deep water after driving through the flooded roads. The man, who was trapped inside the vehicle, was taken to dry land by the fire crews, and his vehicle was left in the water. In a statement about the incident, a spokesperson for the Fire and Rescue Service said, "It's simple. Don't drive through flood water." Another Mercedes died in flood water around 2 p.m., an onlooker said he was in a 2019 Mercedes and a 4x4 came to help him, but they couldn't drag it out. The driver was dressed in a suit and his trousers were rolled up and he was trying to figure out how to move. He didn't look thrilled. Later that day, just after 3 p.m., the fire service called out again after a van tried to make it along Middleton Road. The water was too high and he had to call 999 so firefighters could use their inflatable rescue, to rescue him. In response to that one, the fire service tweeted, "Unfortunately, this driver forgot he was in his van and not his boat." He forgot that he was in his van and not his boat. The area's traffic control service put out a warning on tailbacks by the area, saying that this road is currently closed. It's very flooded. Do not use it. Cars are trying to pass on the opposite side, which seems very dangerous. By 5:30, the situation at the outpost got so severe that the road was closed to traffic, leading to bus services being rerouted.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy. I'm not kidding. You're a big dummy.
All right. We're going to vote after the break. We've got some weather here, and then I will recap the dummies after the break. Ben will vote, I will vote, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our listener voter for this week's dummies. Good solid week of dummies right here. 312-981-7200, and we'll get back to it after this break. Here's your forecast. Today, sunshine and an increase in winds. Afternoon temperatures could reach the low to mid-60s. For tomorrow, sunny with an increase in clouds. Isolated light showers possible in the afternoon. For Sunday, sunny, temperatures staying in the low to mid-60s. Monday, cold front bringing in showers and thunderstorms as possible. And for Tuesday, windy, a little colder. Periods of cloudiness while the temperatures will climb to the low to mid-50s. It's currently 39 degrees at O'Hare. It's 42 at Midway. 45 at the lakefront. All right. We'll take a break here and we'll come back. We'll vote for the dummy of the week and then continue with the Friday features right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on a Friday morning and here till 5 a.m. Bennett is going to be doing the opening bell, which follows this show, and Steve Cochran at 6 on a Friday morning. And Friday, that means it's time for our regular Friday features. By the way, we got some Fly Jam requests that are opened up here. If you want to jump in and get your requests in now for Fly Jams, do it now. Get your requests in and we'll play them a little bit later. And that is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Get those Fly Jam requests in. We'll play them in a little bit. And we've got Nick D Show Spies coming up, as well as Straight Out of Context. But we have to finish up with You Big Dummy. And I'm going to do the recap here of the dummies of this week. And then after I do the recap, first person through at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 on our line here, will be our third vote for who is the biggest dummy of the week. So let me do a recap for You Big Dummy. Dummy number one, the dummy who took a coffee break during a burglary spree. The dummy who called 911 after his roommate stole $20 worth of weed. The dummy locksmiths who got locked out of their own locksmith shop. The dummy who called the cops to test her meth. And the dummies who got stuck in floodwater, one of which forgot that he was not in his boat. solid week of dumbness. Who do you vote for? 312-981-7200. First person through will be our third vote. Ben, what are you thinking on this?
Oh, I'm all for the roommate stole my weed.
The roommate stole your weed.
Yeah.
Call the cops because the roommate stole this. The key to that, it was $20 worth of weed.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It wasn't like a kilo or anything. It was $20 worth of weed. So, all right. Well, there you go.
Canadian bam bam.
That's what you're voting for. All right. Well, look, I think the guy was working so hard he was getting tired. He needed to get some coffee for the burglary spree. Who could blame the guy? I really love the irony of the locksmiths being locked out of their shop. I did, for some reason, that one just really makes me happy. And we've got the idiots who get stuck in floodwater because one, especially the guy who said he forgot he was in his van and not his boat. I don't know how that's possible, but I'm sorry. I got to go with, we're going to need a deciding vote because I got to go with the woman who called the cops to test her meth. That's the one I got to go with. So we got, they're both drug involved. So you got to vote. This is the, we have a listener here. You only have two choices because we want to break the tie. It's the dummy who called 911 after his roommate stole his $20 worth of weed and the dummy who called the cops to have her meth tested. Okay, so you got one of those two. Mike, which one are you going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for the guy that called the cops because his roommate stole $20 worth of weed.
Okay, all right. Well, that's the winner this week, the dummy who called 911 because his roommate stole $20 worth of weed. All right. Okay, Mike, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, take care. So that's the dummy of the week right there. But by the way, the picture of this woman, I have to just say, if you look up this picture online, this woman who brought had the cops look at her to test her meth, it's quite an extraordinary mugshot.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah.
It looks like, you know what it looks like? Looks like somebody who does meth. That's the that's what it looks like. Look at that mugshot and you go, yeah, I think she does meth.
That fits the profile right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll do it again.
I think we scared Curtis here straight.
Well,
took one look at
that's it. That's
it.
No more meth?
Yep.
Okay. Gonna stop taking meth? Is that what happened? We provide a public service with this segment for sure. All right. Well, we've got more of our regular segments to do, and let's get on to it right here. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. Straight out of context. One of our beloved regular features here that we do every Friday morning. And this is when you participate by listening to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we play them back every Friday morning. We didn't run this segment last week because I was out sick. So we should have an okay amount of contexts here. So what do we got?
Oh, we have plenty tonight, Nick.
Let's do it.
All right. So since you were out last week, looks like we're starting it off with you.
Okay.
So John from in L.A. sent this into us.
Now, were you in the wet zone? All right. That was me. It's perfectly innocent. It was me talking about going to a Gwar concert. And if anybody's ever gone to see Gwar,
oh yeah,
they shoot as much liquid onto the audience as possible, unless you are way away from the stage.
I was at a similar show not too recently. ICP was in town, so yeah, a little bit of that Faygo.
Gwar. And by the way, Gwar. I've often said this before. If you've not had a complete life until you've seen Gwar at least once.
Oh yeah,
it's a must. It's a must. I don't care. I don't own any Gwar records. I don't know any of their music. I've seen Gwar twice, and it's been spectacularly ridiculous. But you know, if you want to stay away from the simulated bodily fluids that are flying off the stage. They go pretty far. I was in the balcony when I saw them one time at the Vic. I was in the balcony, got splashed up in the balcony. So that's what I was saying. The wet zone was in regard to Gwar, a Gwar concert. It was perfectly innocent. All right, what do we got next?
All right, Jesse sent in a guest on the John Williams show.
Okay. It hasn't been touched in a century.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next, Tanker Bob gave us one from G.
You're getting soft.
Oh, boy. Was she talking to Steve?
I would think so.
Okay.
These are all ones that Tom left for me. So I picked up the ones that came in today, but Tom got all a bunch of them pre-cut for
okay
me. So all right, by the way, you are in this lineup quite a bit, so
what?
Yeah,
all right,
so here you are again. Kevin from Iowa gave us this one.
Did you do it in this studio? I don't want to know about it if that's the case. I really don't. I was talking about what was happening when I was off, that's all. And they filled in. Where'd they work? Did they work in Studio A, or did they work in our Studio D?
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. Okay. Perfectly innocent.
Okay.
All right. Let's do one more here before we break.
All right. Fox Valley Mike sent us a Kim Gordon.
I mean, there's not much you can do with it, but it's cute. That-
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's the case sometimes. All right.
Solid start.
Hang on. We'll get back to it. Straight Out of Context is happening. We've got Nick D Show Spies, and then get your fly jam requests in. We have some open lines here. Get your fly jam requests in. Text them in, whatever. Funky R&B, really cool stuff. 312-981-7200 for your fly jam requests. Get them in now. 312-981-7200. We will hit the news right after we break for this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
There it is. We're back. Friday features continuing. Straight Out of Context. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Bennett is in for Steve this morning on the opening bell, and Steve Cochran starts at 6. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. We'll commence in a little bit. And we've got Nick D Show Spies coming up. But right now, it's Straight Out of Context. You know what this is. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, let's continue, Ben.
All right, this is one of your favorites. Deanna sent us a Lou Manfredini. Oop. And or not.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Is right. Let's try it again. All right, let's try that again.
There we go. The reason that that gets clogged is because it's such a small hole.
See, those were Esmeralda's favorites. Esmeralda was, yeah. Lou Manfredini was Esmeralda's favorites. My favorites are Dave Ennett.
Yep.
And Orion. Those are whenever Orion or Dave Ennett make it onto Straight Out of Context, it makes me very happy. So. All right, what's next?
All right, well, you can't have Lou Manfredini without Lindsay Smithing.
It's 62 inches long.
What? Wow, you might want to get that checked out.
Yeah, that's, yeah. We can thank Brian J. for that one.
Wow. All right, okay. You know, the thing about Lou's show is that it's rife with possibilities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because just because of the subject matter of that show, it's rife with double entendres and things that people are going to misconstrue. So that's one of the reasons why it's so much fun to have Lou on this segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. John Williams.
Okay.
If you do come on my deck, I want you to go, wow.
Ah, yes. All right.
All right.
Who sent that in?
That was Brian. Same one who sent us Lindsay.
Okay.
So, all right. And once again, Nick and Tom from Bartlett sent us this one.
All right. Well, you're a big dude. I was just talking about Tom's height. He's a large gentleman, my producer.
Oh.
He's like 6'5", and he weighs like 220, 250.
No.
Two something. That's all.
He is a tall individual.
He is a big dude. That's that's what I was saying. All right.
All right. Well, he's not here to defend himself, but Mark sent us one of Tom.
All right.
I didn't want to suck up weird balls.
Wait a minute. Oh, I know what we were talking about. I know what we're talking. Let me try and save Tom on this one. I don't know what the drink is called, but people are drinking like drinks with those balls in the bottom. It's like tea.
Oh,
but they have like
what
I mean?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about.
Okay.
I don't even know what they're called, but it's like tea. But you've got like these flavor, like fruit flavored balls that are in the bottom, and the straw is big enough for you to suck up the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I just find the drink that it looks weird when I see people with it. I'm like, what are they?
Yeah.
So that's what we were talking about. Weird. It was that.
Okay.
All right.
Here's one of my favorites, and we can thank the Hawk of May for Wendy Snyder.
Okay.
We'll have to get him up once again.
You know, the thing about, you know, as we've said before, Wendy is the queen of Straight Out of Context. I don't think a week goes by, unless she's on vacation, I don't think a week goes by where at least one or two of the clips are courtesy of Wendy Snyder.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. Okay.
Next, Keith sent us one of Ro Khan.
I want to get better balls.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Yeah. Roe tells it like it is.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, there's no way that was not going to end up on this segment.
Yeah.
No way. Okay.
All right. Brian J. sends us another one of Lou Manfredini.
Okay. Listen up, Esmeralda.
Here's a couple things that happens when it comes inside.
Okay. Okay. That was obviously when he was on with Steve, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Dirty Dave sent us one. I'm afraid of this one, but Coach Colleton.
Oh, all right.
We'll definitely share the load.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that one. Okay. Yeah.
He's a straight shooter too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we like Coach Colleton. All right. All right, Fox Valley Mike sent us a Dan Hampton.
Oh, good.
Yeah, haven't heard one of these in a while.
Let's put the cheese on the cracker here.
I love Dan Hampton, man. Let me just say that you got Glenn. Well, no, you got OB,
mm-hmm.
And you got Hamp, mm-hmm. And Kaz. That is one of the most entertaining shows on this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when the Bears lose.
Oh, man.
It's OB loses his mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's so entertaining. They do such a great job. I'm not even a big football fan, and I love listening to that show.
It's a great show.
It's a great show. Pre-show and post-game. Fantastic. And I don't wish for the Bears to lose, but it's a much more entertaining show when they do.
I love it.
Because they go nuts. They go nuts.
And I get to hear, like, them ramping up to it.
Yeah. Because
normally I'm here with Karen Conti every Sunday.
Right.
So when it's an earlier game, I'm here listening
I love talking with Rick Geezer because Rick produces show. And Rick love sits Rick. In the conference room with them
mm-hmm.
when they're watching a game. You know, there's food all over the place. It's just these guys eating and going nuts, watching a football game with those guys. I've had the opportunity to watch a little bit of a football game with those guys. Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular. Yeah. And then when I come in on Sunday nights, there's always leftover food.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing. Like, they get food from a sponsor or whoever it is, and, you know, they leave the rest of it for, like, us overnight people. But here's the thing. The one thing that there is an overabundance of when we come in, you know, after the guys are on and they do their show and they leave the leftover food, whatever's left, there's always an overabundance of salad.
Yeah.
They do not touch the salad. Like,
no.
It's like,
oh, no.
As you come in on Sunday, there's going to be a lot of salad because those guys just don't eat it.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's next?
All right. Next up, what do you know? Another Nick D.
Okay. It's not hard, man. What was I talking about? I don't even remember what I was talking about there. Okay. Who sent that in?
That was another catch from Kevin from Iowa.
Kevin from Iowa. All right, Kevin, I'd say thanks, but no. Okay.
All right. Then we have Steve Cochran and Adam in Downers Grove sent us this one.
Yeah, the reach around, I think, is too much.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That might be my favorite one so far this week, I got to say. That's good. Okay.
All right. Jesse sends us, once again, Nick DiGilio.
That's the only thing that makes me sad about this is that it's not going to be longer. I was talking about Primal. This really amazing. Have you seen Primal?
Not yet.
Dude, you got to see Primal.
It's this
amazing animated five-part series on Adult Swim. One of the best things I've seen. I mean, it's great. But it's only five parts, and that's what I was lamenting, that I wish the series were longer. But it is spectacular animation and great TV. Primal on Adult Swim. Can't recommend it highly enough. Okay.
Okay. I'm kind of excited for this one, just because I haven't had to pull one of these since working with you.
Yeah.
But Tom from Bartlett sent us Lauren Lapka.
Okay.
You grew larger.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Simple. Real good. Yeah. All right. How many more we got?
One more.
One more?
One more.
Okay, that works out perfectly on our timing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Finish this off. Fox Valley Mike sent us a very, very ramped up row con.
Ow, 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 ow. That's my tongue. That's my tongue.
What?
Yep.
What the hell is happening on that show?
I don't know, but right before it, Powell said something about being sexy, and then it went straight to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they bring out the Carnoba wagon? I mean, that sounds like they were out. They were on the wagon early. They started.
I was like, because I had to pull that one. They were talking about different Halloween outfits, costumes.
Yeah.
And talking about trying, I believe, like kissing somebody while having the vampire teeth in.
Oh, that,
and
like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That just doesn't make any sense. All right. Yeah. Well, there's your Straight Out of Context for the week. We'll do it again next week. Keep your ears peeled 24/7. You should always listen to this radio station because it rules. And whenever anybody says something you can pull out of context, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We're going to break here. I got some weather for you. We'll do some commercials. We will come back, and it'll be time for Nick D Show Spies, and we'll get a little funky here for Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. Here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center for today. Sunshine and an increase in winds. Afternoon temperatures could reach the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny with an increase in clouds. Isolated light showers possible. For Sunday, sunny. Temperatures will stay in the low to mid-60s. Monday, a cold front will bring some showers and thunderstorms possible. Tuesday, windy, a little colder, periods of cloudiness. The temperatures will climb to the low to mid-50s. It's currently 39 degrees at O'Hare. It's 42 at Midway, 45 at the lakefront. All right, let's take a break, and we will come back with Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday, and we'll wrap up the show for this Friday morning.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies. Spies. Like us.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Skyline Studio here in downtown Chicago on a Friday morning. And we are doing our regular Friday features. Coming up, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And we got some fly jams. We're going to get to a few before we get out of here. But right now we are doing Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time says something about me or mentions me, you jot down the day, the time, you become a spy. We want to know about it. We play them back and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Ben, what do we got?
All right. So our first one comes from Suzanne in Wheeling, and it's Mark Carman was talking about you while talking about wedding song playlists.
Okay.
312-981-7200. What would you want to hear if you were attending my wedding? I'm open to suggestions here. Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen. Would that be fun? I feel like that would be fun. I Want You to Want Me, Cheap Trick. Would you want to dance to that? Can you imagine? I Want You to Want Me. Feels really... I mean, we got Jesse's Girl. We got Invisible Touch. I feel like Nick DiGilio would absolutely puke if Invisible Touch played at any wedding.
I would. Not I Want You to Want Me, because Cheap Trick is one of the greatest bands of all time. But yeah, I'd puke. Invisible Touch came on. Vomit. All right. Mark Carman knows me. Okay.
All right, next one comes from Lee, and I guess they were talking about you on the Steve Cochran Show.
Okay.
How is everybody? Everybody good? Steve, how are you? Excellent. Mary, how are you?
Steve, Krasanich is ill.
Yeah. Oh, he's out today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We got a Kleppen today, don't we?
Yes, we have a Kleppen.
All right, Don Kleppen will be in.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that sickness is going around, you know. Nick DiGilio had it, Dave Ennett had it.
Yeah, I was sick. I was off a week ago. I was not on. I was at home on my couch drinking gallons of DayQuil, blowing my nose, and sucking on Vicks Sucrets.
Yeah.
So, not good, by the way. And it's still here. It's still in there. But it's a pretty strong virus going around. I just want everybody to know, take care of yourself. Wash your hands and eat your vitamins.
Yep.
It was brutal, man. It was brutal. Knocked me right on my butt. So... All right. We got any more?
Yeah, we have one more.
Okay.
Mark D. from Aurora
sent us one, again, on the Steve Cochran Show. And let me just say, I'm amazed. None of this segment, listening to the whole thing and what I had to pull out, I am amazed none of it ended up on Out of Context.
Okay. Good, you know what you might want to do when you're in Italy? Pop over to Greece and have the gyros, too, while you're having the gnocchi.
Okay. I was going to say, veal parmigiana is good.
Yeah, that's very true.
What did you call me?
Ooh.
What?
Racy.
Do you have a favorite pasta?
Bucatini. I like the hole inside of the pasta.
That's from Star Wars.
I love it. Bucatini.
This whole segment is going to end up on Nick's show.
None of it did.
Yeah,
none well, of in it. This in this case, I mean, for in this segment, it did.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Hey, before we jump into Fly Jams Friday, hey, Mary? Mary?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Good
morning. Who got kicked off of Dancing with the Fools?
The basketball player.
I can't help you. I don't watch the show.
Oh, gosh darn it.
He's a basketball player? NBA player?
Yeah. Hold on one second.
Okay. I always get a quick update. Because Mary watches Dances with the Stars.
Well, yeah, and you weren't here.
I wasn't here last week.
I had my update all prepared.
Oh,
and now
I'm sorry.
Oh, Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom. Well, then who got kicked off last week? Because we missed that last week. You keep a score sheet, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Lamar Odom. Let's see. Mary will. Ray Lewis, because remember he had the foot problem?
Oh, right.
Yeah, right. His foot exploded, almost
his did. His foot exploded, that's right. We were talking about that the last time. His foot exploded.
No, it was going to, if he kept up the
dancing. If he kept up dancing, his foot would just explode.
So there's just three people gone, Mary Wilson, Ray Lewis, and Lamar. And nobody actually got kicked off Monday night, this past Monday. So we missed last Friday, but this past Monday, because it was Disney night. And we have to be nice to people on Disney night.
Oh, okay.
So nobody got kicked off.
All right.
There should be four.
Who are you rooting for?
Oh, man. I don't know. I like Karamo.
I don't know what that means.
No, he's on Queer Eye.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Actually, Kel Mitchell is really good.
Okay.
I like Kel Mitchell.
All right, cool. All right, thanks for the update, man.
Sure.
All right. You got the...
And by the way, Nick?
Yeah.
You can get a flu shot with Doc Most this morning, because I think you need one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to be here.
Well, you can stay late and you need one. Because you are contaminating this whole office.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Grzanich has been missing for a week.
I know. Grzanich told me what he
super
had.
Super sick.
What he had is not what I had.
A little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we discussed it. So I feel like I did not get Grzanich sick.
Doesn't matter. It treats all strains of the flu, and I think you need
it. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for looking
out for me.
Thank you for looking out for me.
Sure.
Okay. All right. You want to hit the Fly Jams theme? We'll get a couple of Fly Jams in here before we get out of here.
Yeah, in one second here. I'm going to bring up to you, though, that I feel like this whole sickness around the office is all brought on bad luck from Pete McMurray.
Oh.
And I love Pete. Love working with Pete.
Yeah.
But I was in with him last week, and he was talking about getting a flu shot and people that do and don't. And I feel like ever since then, people have been dropping like flies around here.
Yeah. It's been a rough go. That's all I know. So. And it's only October. That's all I'm saying. It's only October, and to have people being so sick and so many of them, it's going to be a rough time. It's going to be rough. Everybody, like I said, wash your hands, take your vitamins, get some sleep.
Yep.
All right.
Here we go.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly jams Friday.
Yeah, this is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. All right, time to get funky. We got DJ, what are you, Obi-Wan? DJ Kenobi?
Yeah, DJ Obi-Wan.
Who, DJ Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
All right, we got some requests. Let's get a few in before we get out of here this morning.
All right, the first one comes from Dino, and it's a little Boogie Fever by the Silvers.
Yeah. All right, let's get one more in. I think that was appropriate, that Boogie Fever, I Think It's Going Around, was played after the discussion we just had. Okay, we got time for one more.
All right, the 773 area code sent us Once You Get Started by Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
All right. There you go. Now a nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. All right, Ben, thanks for sitting in. We'll take a break. The opening bell is coming up right here on 720 WGN, and we'll be back on Monday with the Monday Morning Movie Reviews as well.